Our guest at the cafe this morning is Raines County AgriLife Extension Agent Sarah Latham. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
Sarah has some programs coming up soon we're going to talk about, but I wanted to get first to something that you just posted on poison ivy.
Yes, and this, if you're allergic to poison ivy or sensitive to it, this is something that you're very highly aware of, which I am. And
yeah.
So it's a topic that's dear to my heart, because if I see poison, I'm always on the lookout for poison ivy anytime I'm outside, regardless of the time of year or anything, I'm on the lookout for it.
You've had a hard time with it.
I have had a hard time with it. And if you are allergic to it, your sensitivity can get worse as you age. And so it's really important, if you're allergic to it, to be aware of it and be able to identify it so that you can avoid it.
So Sarah posted a really good article from AgriLife on the Raines County AgriLife Facebook page. You can have a look at that. We'll make a link to it. But my dear wife is more of a country person than I am, although I've lived for 17 years out in the country. And she tries to show me, okay, here's what it looks like, and it's the three leaf thing, but I still have a hard time recognizing it when the time comes. So, but what's the best way to recognize it?
Recognize it is, you know, you hear that leaves of three, let it be. And that goes for poison oak and poison ivy. Both of those have leaves of three. And so the plant on the stem has three leaves. And once you kind of see it in person, it usually for most is you kind of recognize it. And you, especially if you're allergic to it, because it really does, you want to avoid it. But it's that little rhyme that you can say in your head, leaves of three, let it be. So if you see something that's got lots of leaves on a branch or one, then it's probably not poison ivy or poison oak. And so kind of looking for that telltale sign of three leaves.
Sometimes there's a fairly heavy vine that
Yes, they can be very thick. And so and they're very hardy plants. They can live in almost any environment. So once you've got it, it's going to stay there for a while.
Right. So you were giving me some pretty good tips for treating, if you think you got into it, what to do.
Yes. So if you think you've gotten into poison ivy, the best thing to do is to first rinse your skin off with alcohol, because that will kind of loosen up the oil on your skin. You have about 10 to 15 minutes before the oil bonds to your skin.
Mm.
And once it bonds to your skin, you need to get it off. But alcohol is the best way to get it off. And then rinse that off with cold water. If you use hot water or warm water, that kind of opens up the pores in your skins, and any oil that's left on your skin could be absorbed at a faster rate, and so you would actually end up spreading it. The same with taking a shower right after. If you want to get it off with alcohol first, because if you're in a shower and it's a warm shower, you're actually just spreading it around without breaking up that alcohol and getting it off of you.
Mm-hmm. So did you say 10 minutes?
You have about a 10 to 15 minute window. And so if you're out mowing the lawn or weed eating or something, and you've got little things that are spraying up on you and you get it, you need to be aware of it. And you have to act pretty fast before it bonds to your skin, because 1/1,000,000th of a gram can irritate a person's skin.
So an hour or two, definitely too long.
Too long, yes.
Wow. All right. So have a look at that.
And you also want to wash any clothes, because the oil can stick around. And if you have animals, they can run in the oil and they can bring it over. And, you know, then they get up on your lap or your face and spread the oil. And the oil isn't just present when the plant is present. So if you are highly allergic to it, we do recommend you get rid of it, because the oil can be there when the plant is even dormant. The oil sticks around for about 5 years. So it's a very, very hardy plant.
Wow. Wow. So have a look at that article. We'll make a link to it. Sarah Latham is, of course, our guest, and Sarah's Raines County AgriLife Extension Agent. So you have some programs coming up. First one, I don't know if it's the first one, but on Thursday, August 5th, you're doing a food handlers program?
Yes. And so this is it's just a 2-hour course for anyone that works in, say, concession stands or at a cafeteria that handles food. It's learning the food safety practices and how to make sure that we are not spreading germs to the people that we're providing food to.
Well, and you know, with the high school football season coming up, that's pretty timely, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And so if you're someone that has a volunteer group that works for a concession stand, this is definitely something that you might want to look into to see if your group needs to possibly attend a course on food handling.
Okay, so this is Thursday, August 5th, 6 to 8 p.m. is a $20 fee. You're doing it at your office?
We're doing it at our office, yes. And if there's a high demand, then we can also always schedule another program. But this one that we have scheduled now, and it's in person. It'll go really quickly. It's an easy course. It's not a hard one. And you leave there with a certificate that's good for 2 years.
Okay, of course. The Raines County AgriLife office there in Emory at the courthouse?
We're just down from the courthouse. We're kind of off of, it's Tawakoni Drive, kind of behind some of those, not the main street there, but we're kind of off the main street.
Okay, well, people can find it. And then you're doing, and we're going to run out of time pretty quickly, but you're doing a virtual diabetes course every Wednesday in August.
Yes, and so Do Well, Be Well with Diabetes is mainly for type 2 diabetics that have been recently diagnosed or struggling to maintain and live with diabetes. And it's mainly an educational program, but it's a quick little hour-long session to kind of give you information, because oftentimes your doctors tell you that you've been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, but the information to follow really isn't enough to make you understand or know what to do with that.
Mm-hmm. And this will help you deal with diabetes and learn how to live with it.
Yes. First, it'll help you understand what the disease is, how you can maintain it, and possibly even improve it, because with type 2, it is an improvement. You can work on it to possibly minimize its effects.
And you're going to be doing this on Zoom?
It will be a Zoom, yes. And we're doing a live version, but for those, just because of the things that are going on right now, I wanted to offer a live version. I'm also going to record it, so if there's someone that can't meet during the lunch hour, I'll have recorded versions, so you can just, we have the flyer on our website and on our Facebook page, uh-huh. Or you can email me directly.
So. Okay, good. So from 12 to 1 Wednesdays in August, diabetes,
yes.
Educational program. Sarah, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Sarah Latham, Raines County AgriLife Extension Agent. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KEDR.